Welcome back. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly. So we hit our date of not doing it anymore, and then I paid for another month. So I'm thinking about starting a Patreon and see if that can hit us a goal, but I'm going to probably do that the same time I post this, so I don't have a link.
So, like, the Patreon, like, when we say hit a goal, like, we're not talking about, like, a goal for, like, what's the game that I hate playing? Rocket League.
No. So, Patreon, basically, you get subscribers who donate to your channel every month. Yeah. Yes. So, like, this one.
So, this one right
so
here.
So, this one could do it.
So, this one who's going to be in this episode.
So, hopefully, I'll have a link to a Patreon when I post this.
Hopefully.
If that's the case, it will be in the description of the episode. Please, 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 if you want the show to continue, I can't pay for it out of pocket. And that's still expensive, even if we split it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a monthly payment I want.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand.
Yeah.
You'll notice, so I made David some coffee, and I have one of those coffee mugs that changes colors or changes things when it gets warm. Considering that it's about, I would say, realistically, that's about 40% Bailey's and 60% coffee. I don't think it'll actually get hot enough for it to display. But this mug that I have is a mug of Henry VIII and all of his wives. And as the mug warms up, it tells you how each of them died or got killed.
I'm looking forward to that. It probably won't get hot enough.
Probably won't get hot enough because I didn't let it set too long. But it's a lukewarm temperature, so
that's fine. That's
enough to brew. Enough to brew coffee is what I care for.
Yeah. But yeah. That was a little tangent. So yes. I'm at least going to do this, hopefully for a couple months. I'm putting it on to one of my credit cards. So hopefully by then, even Podomatic is like, oh, here's the discount code again. They didn't do it in time, so hopefully they offer it to me again.
We'll see.
And the best thing that you can do in order for us to get that discount code is to share the episode. Like,
are you saying this to me, or are you saying this to them?
No, to the listeners. Is to actually, you know, put it out. You share it to your feeds, all that jazz. Get eyes on it, and hopefully they would be like, oh yeah, forgot about these guys.
Get eyes, get fingers, get ears.
Yeah. Especially mouse. To help with the
phalanges
and tongues. Right now we can't. Well, one thing a lot of Patreons do, they create exclusive content for subscribers.
I might be able to do the top tens. Did you ever post that top 10 that I sent you?
No.
I
forgot about it.
I still have top tens that I could do.
That could be a great possibly thing that is just for subscribers. That would be really cool.
Also, while you're here, you need to show me how to actually get this hooked up to my computer again so that I figure it out, because I'm fairly sure that first one was through my computer's mic.
Okay. I can do that.
Cool.
Easily.
I'm going to actually
All you have to do is plug it in.
I'm literally going to have to take a video of you on my phone to figure this out.
It's legitimately plug and play.
It sounds like it should be, but I don't think it is, because my computer is 10 years old. I just checked. That's an old laptop.
Yes, it is. Cool.
Somebody's playing the guitar. I have my window open outside, and it sounds like somebody's...
Because it's like 65 degrees.
Because it's 65 degrees. I think somebody's sitting out on their patio playing the guitar, where I would be sitting out on my patio smoking a cigar. I kind of want to grill, but I can't grill. I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed to have a little mini grill
out
there?
Nope, only electric.
Oh. That sucks. Yeah, I mean, just have a George Foreman in here.
I've already got a pan that's literally a grill pan, so it's fine.
That works. But George Foremans are nice.
Mm.
They dry out a little too much. But
yeah, that's the problem is after cooking with gas and cooking on electric, I will tell you, cooking on gas is so much better than cooking on coal, cooking on anything else. But let's stop talking about like weird stuff. Let's talk about things that happened this week.
Because talking about our Patreon and saving our podcast is
no, not that. I'm talking about the guitar player.
Okay, gotcha. And the mug. It's your fault.
It is my fault.
All right. Anyways, so hopefully my idea for at least paying with it for a month get us through Endgame.
Yes.
Which tickets went on sale yesterday, and it was a pain in the ass, until she told me what theater to go to, and I got tickets like that because there wasn't a wait. The Noblesville. I logged Galaxy? Right in. Yeah, I logged right in and got tickets.
Oh, you mean Galaxy 14?
Yeah, no, not Hamilton, the Noblesville, Hamilton.
Hamilton Town Center, really?
Yeah, yeah. We got IMAX tickets for 6:30 or whenever it is.
Huh.
Yeah, no problem. But the AMC one was crashing, which I was trying to get there because I get
so.
A free
but
ticket.
This wasn't just us. This was nationwide. AMC's website crashed.
And then on Fandango, depending on what theater you like try to get tickets for, you couldn't. It would like when I first logged on to Fandango, it was giving me an hour plus wait time. And luckily,
on the website,
it was like you're in line to buy a ticket. And then Effie was like, I got mine. I'm like, God damn it.
I really just wanted to be a dick.
Yeah. and now me and Marissa have seats right behind you and Bobby, so that's kind of funny. So I'm going to just be throwing popcorn at you the entire time. My father-in-law got the same room that you did, just kind of like halfway down.
Guys, you're thinking about this too complexly. All you have to do is apply for a job, work one night, and you get to see the movie.
Right?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, so... That's crazy. And so the previous record for pre-sales in one day was held by Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Endgame beat that in 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Endgame has already set the record for most pre-sale tickets. Period. In a day. After the full 24 hours, most pre-sale tickets in history.
Now, these are tickets to see it on Thursday, correct?
All weekend. It's just pre-sale tickets.
I'll wait until like Monday or Tuesday when nobody's at the theater. I'm gonna see that on a matinee because it'll be cheaper. And
I'm an A-lister. I pay $20 a month for 3 movies a week.
I'm an F-lister.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'm seeing again that Saturday with my family. My sister bought using my account today, so I get all them Stubbs points. She bought 12 tickets.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, wow. That's a big purchase.
Yeah. Well, me, Marissa, my mom, dad, my sister, maybe her 5 kids.
Do you think her 5 kids can sit through 3 hours? I remember when I was a kid and I saw Lord of the Rings, I had a hard time sitting through it.
They might have an intermission. There has been talks of an intermission. I don't know if that's been confirmed or denied yet. It might be by theater.
You see, the thing is intermissions were such a big thing back in the day. And I'm talking like the 30s and 40s.
That Titanic was the last movie. No, Hateful Eight was the last movie I went to that had an intermission.
But intermissions used to be traditionally like, hey, we are doing a standard movie intermission of X amount of time.
Yeah.
The thing is nobody's used to doing intermissions anymore.
Yeah.
So the thing is it just going to say intermission for 2 minutes so that I can get up, take a shit, and go back?
Who takes a shit in 2 minutes?
You're drinking coffee, and you're asking me this question?
Yeah, my shits are not 2 minutes.
I can get mine done in 30 seconds if I'm
Jesus.
Clenching my butthole Ooh. Enough.
Okay.
I'm a speed pooper.
That's pro.
It's
yeah.
It's good. Anything longer than 2 minutes is painful for me.
Man, I do most of my reading on the toilet.
Most of my reading when I'm actually sitting down and reading.
I'm a relaxed pooper. I'm sure I've told the story of my fizzer on here before.
No, we've already said.
So I can't. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not
for me,
to, like,
it's a sit down. It's a sit down. 5 seconds later, everything's out. 20 seconds into it, I'm
You're
wiping.
Welcome.
Everything's You're welcome. Good to go.
She's over here laughing. She doesn't know what to talk about.
Not poop.
Well, done.
So we're done with talk. What else? Oh yeah, Endgame. So the intermission.
Yes.
I'm hoping that if they do an intermission, it'll be like a standard, the 10-minute standard. You go outside.
Yeah.
You piss. You get some more popcorn, and then you go back in. But realistically speaking, Lord of the Rings were all 3-hour movies, and they didn't have intermissions.
Yeah. True. True. True.
You can sit. Thing is pretty much. It's one of those movies that if it's that long...
I was hoping for a double feature. I wanted a double feature of Infinity War and Endgame, but nobody's doing a double feature.
What I think will happen... One of my favorite movies that's come out in theaters was Cloud Atlas, and that's an almost 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. The thing is the first time I...
We did an episode called Google Maps. which was the our episode for Cloud Atlas. Get it?
Ha ha ha.
Google Maps.
I
thought it was funny.
I think
it's in a cloud. It's an atlas.
The thing is I knew that going into seeing the movie. Every time that I saw it in the theater, because I saw it like 3 times in the theater, I was the only person probably
I've seen it once. And I thought it was okay.
I believe every time I would go there, before I would sit down in the theater, I'd be like, okay, this is a 3-hour movie. I have to piss. I have to get everything ready for a 3-hour sit down. I had to get my comfortable pants on because you're going to get swamp ass after a while. You have to wear comfortable shoes, everything. It's like you have to get into the...
I'm not going
to
eat for like a day because I don't want to get the shits. I don't know.
Oh, another thing that I want to see in theaters that I'm really looking forward to is me and my friend have decided to go, because I've never been to Flix before. I went to Flix to see Flix Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So we're going to go see Sonic the Hedgehog at Flix.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to go see Sonic the Hedgehog at Flix, baked off of our ass.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's the only way to actually do it.
Okay.
And we're going to eat so much goddamn food. I'm so excited. Yeah. Their chicken fingers are fucking amazing.
I have not eaten their food.
Their food is really good.
Their beer's really good.
Their beer's good and their food's good. It's worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hashtag no, not sponsored.
Yeah, no sponsorship. Hashtag no sponsorship.
Unless
it's from you guys on our Patreon that I'm hoping to make.
And if you do, then yes, we will take that sponsorship.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, well, while we're talking about Endgame, they released a final minute-long teaser.
Could you tilt the screen up a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
There we go.
If we do this, we'd be going in short-handed.
Yeah, because it killed all our friends.
That's a good line.
Oh, she survived.
Yeah. Pepper. Oh. There were a lot of people like, when did Hawkeye get this
fucking sleeve?
Yeah.
That must have been recent.
Right? It's when he was on house arrest at his farm.
Probably. He gave him... He sleeved himself.
Yeah, right? He could. He could just throw a little... Like, he could curve a dart into his arm. Just by throwing it? I'm joking. It's Hawkeye. I'm making a joke. It went right over your head. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
One thing I noticed about this trailer, it's all about reunions. Mm-hmm. We saw Rocket with Nebula, Tony seeing Pepper,
here's Thor a question. And Stormbreaker. Here's a question. Go ahead and pause it. How is Thor's hammer still together if Groot's dead?
Well, Groot cut off his arm.
But shouldn't everything that was Groot
have failed? No.
Okay, whatever.
But in theory, couldn't they chip off a piece of the handle and remake Groot?
Yes.
Nice team
loophole. We already found a loophole. Yay!
Nice team shot. Full team. Rocket in a comic accurate outfit that matches his comic book look.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. But Hawkeye, War Machine, Tony, Steve,
do you
Nebula?
Think that Rocket will actually encounter another raccoon in this movie?
They better. They fucking better. That'd if not, be funny. It's a missed opportunity.
That'd be really funny.
But Nebula, Rocket, Ant-Man, and Black Widow.
So they're going to fight Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird? During this trailer, watching it, I just got a craving for popcorn.
No shit.
That's weird.
But
have I been Pavloved? I feel like I've been Pavloved.
I think it's incredible because Kevin Feige is still saying, we've only seen footage from the first act.
Damn.
What the fuck happens in this goddamn movie? Because none of the footage...
The first act is the whole movie. The last act is just a giant gangbang.
Well, none of the footage we see in this has them in their matching Avenger suits that we've seen in the previous trailers.
True.
So what in the world? What's going on?
I mean, there's a reason it's called a teaser trailer. Maybe none of this actually is footage, because remember when we saw the footage of Hulk fighting in Wakanda?
Yeah.
That never occurred?
In that movie. It never happened in that movie.
Oh my god, I swear if that's how they pull it off, I'm going to be pissed. I'm legitimately going to be angry.
What? If it's a time travel... Well, the movie's going to have time travel, so it
makes Do sense we know that, though? There's no confirmed anything saying there's going to be time travel.
No, but they kind of set it up in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
They do.
Heavily.
They do, but at the same time, there's not any confirmed...
Well, they have confirmed it involves the quantum realm.
True.
So...
Here's my theory. We're going to get in a surprise appearance from the Doctor, and he's going to become an Avenger.
No.
Or she's going to become an Avenger, because she's...
We didn't get to talk about it. I met David Tennant last week.
Yeah. We'll talk about that now.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's all.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was delightful. David Tennant was so delightful. I wish I would have been able to talk about meeting Paul Rudd, but apparently they started doing pre-sale tickets, and that really pissed me off.
So you have to pre-buy your ticket to see him?
Yeah. That's the first year that I know that they've done that. But good to know, so next year when I buy my tickets, I can just go through the drop-down menu and be like, all right, I want to meet Paul Rudd. I want to meet David Tennant.
Okay.
Pay for them in advance. Would have been nice to fucking know that. Sorry, C2E2.
But...
You've been really nice to me and have given me press more years than I deserved it until you didn't. But still. Yeah. So David Tennant was awesome. Big casting announcement that I'm excited for. So the remake of Child's Play comes out this year.
Oh, yeah.
And while I'm sad to not have Brad Dourif as the voice of Chucky, because he's kind of iconic in that role, he kind of goes along with Chucky, mm-hmm. kind of like Robert Englund as Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to see anybody else in that role.
Well, I mean, with that new redo with Freddy, with what's-his-face from
Watchmen?
From Watchmen doing it.
Yeah, but he didn't have the charm of Robert Englund. Freddy's charming in this weird, psychotic way. He's charismatic. He's...
That's... Okay, I can see...
Robert Englund made
I can see your Freddy. Argument the same way that Ted Bundy was charming.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Fair.
Which I can't wait to see Zac Efron be
Ted Bundy. Yeah, that has a release date now. I don't know what it is.
I'm looking forward to that. The trailer
came out for that and a release date for that.
I'm really looking forward to that because I think he's going to do great in that role.
But... They just announced that Mark Hamill is taking over the role of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing Mark Hamill's voice work, I think he'll do an incredible, incredible job.
I fucking hate these ambulances.
Yeah, that's loud.
The ambulances and the fucking fire trucks all the goddamn time at night.
Effie, do you have anything to say about Chucky and Child's Play?
Nope.
No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never seen Child's Play?
Nope.
Never? Chucky the doll?
You know that I don't watch movies.
I don't do anything. I just stare at the wall.
Kurt, exactly. I like how one side of your mustache is going up, the other one's just going down.
Well, he's playing with that side.
I am. I'm playing with the side.
Enough. Fair enough.
So, Game of Thrones trailer.
So, nobody watches that either. What?
I said nobody watches that either.
Game of Thrones?
Yep.
So this is a teaser they released yesterday.
I actually don't believe I've seen this.
Yeah, it just came out yesterday as well.
So April 2nd, not April 1st.
What?
So this came out on April 2nd, not the 1st. Yeah. Good. Because if this is a teaser trailer that came out on the 1st, I don't trust it.
It's one of the teaser ads. It's not even a trailer. It's just a...
God, Norway looks amazing.
Well, this is all a set. It's a Winterfell set. It's called Aftermath, so this must be the aftermath of the Battle of Winterfell.
Oh, there's Jon Snow's sword.
Yeah, and the Night King. Ooh, that's ominous.
It is ominous.
Be quiet. Well, not be quiet, but she doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
I have a dog named Khaleesi.
And you don't watch Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Why?
It's boring.
The first half of the first season is kind of boring. I will give you that, because it's all world building and setup.
I've never heard anybody call Game of Thrones boring.
Hello.
Really?
Let me be your first.
Kurt, she needs help.
I do need help.
But the thing is if I give her that kind of help, that's a fucking week of my life gone.
For a week? Just a week? I mean, that's longer than a week.
Is it?
I mean, if you watch it nonstop, no, but...
I need to be nerdified.
I mean, 10 hours a season, roughly?
10 hours a season.
I wouldn't want to do more than a season a day. That would be long.
A season a day?
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through a season a day. I could get through maybe 3 or 4 episodes.
No, to help you out, I've seen, like, the first episode a handful of times, so I wouldn't have to see that.
No, we're going to have to start from the beginning!
Yeah, exactly.
That's
you have to.
I stopped.
That's when Bran falls from the tower, and you meet all the douchebags.
I know. See, but I know, like, quotes from there. Like... You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Congratulations, but you don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. And I know somebody gets shot in the neck with the arrow.
He knows nothing about his heritage.
That's like half the fucking cast gets shot in the neck with an arrow.
And I know that Khaleesi and Jon Snow have sex. They get it on.
Yep, that happens.
See, I know things.
Way, way, way far from where you were supposed to start.
Yeah, right?
But let's go back to the trailers.
Okay.
So
this one?
Joker.
Yeah, the Joker trailer dropped today.
And it looks outstanding.
Yeah.
So, this guy actually has a name this time. Joker has a name. Joaquin Phoenix has the face for this.
Right.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a hat.
It's a weird relationship with your mom.
Yeah, it's Freudian.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's disabled.
Yeah.
He's
lanky.
Looked,
he lost a lot of weight for this.
He looks unhealthy.
Yeah.
No, that's his mom, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just mentally disabled.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Arkham State Hospital.
That's me.
Yeah.
Oh, his voice, his laugh
Joker
is good.
Laugh, yeah.
I love the music.
The cinematography, the music. Which I wouldn't expect anything less from something being produced by Martin Scorsese. You knew that, right?
Yeah. When is it supposed to take place? What, the 80s?
80s. Because that's probably Bruce. That little kid's probably Bruce. I love the look.
The look's great. Kind of reminds me of an early Ronald McDonald. See, the thing is the way that he's portrayed in this is he's portrayed as the victim.
Yeah. It definitely seems like it's a movie about a man that just snaps.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
He's
a broken man in the trailer.
Yeah. And the thing is usually... When you get the Joker, he has his persona already built. Like, I am the Joker. There's no, like, real background. And that's why I love this movie's gonna be so good, is because it gives the character more flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hell, if it wasn't for the, you know, seeing Arkham and they mentioned Gotham once, that wouldn't have to be a Joker movie.
That could just be a movie of a guy who snaps.
Yeah. And who happens to be a clown.
Yeah.
I mean, DC would probably then send a cease and desist, but because of the look of the guy, but...
They could.
But they don't have to because it's a Joker.
True.
They're making the movie. One of my friends brought up a good complaint. He's like, I really want to see it, but I don't see how that man becomes a criminal mastermind. Which I yeah, he doesn't look like he would be. But I don't think we need him to be.
No.
We don't need that in this movie.
What we need, because the thing is what it looks like, is maybe he's the first super villain.
Yeah.
Maybe he becomes, the thing is like, he has to make a whole new thing for himself, because supervillains haven't existed.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the first supervillain that inspires other villains.
And
so he doesn't need to be that kind of person. The mastermind. He has to just be the inspiration.
I know, the Waynes are in it. They've said that the Waynes are in it. So that, that's interesting. I wonder how they'll play a part.
I guarantee you
he's the one. I wonder if the Joker kills.
I guarantee you the Joker kills his parents.
Yeah, and that's how the movie ends or something.
I guarantee you that's how it's going to end.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I'd be all right with that. Definitely looks better than Jared Leto's.
For sure. God damn. Fuck me. Can't believe that was ever greenlit. That fucking...
But I don't hate his Joker.
I just...
It's a unique...
I don't like his paint.
I liked his portrayal of the Joker, but I didn't like the look of his Joker.
Correct. I like the portrayal of his Joker, but I don't like the look of his Joker.
Yeah.
I mean, who goes around with a fucking tattoo on their head that says damaged? Come on.
Right?
That's fucking
stupid. The tattoos were a bit much. And I don't know if you've noticed on Harley Quinn, between Suicide Squad and the upcoming Birds of Prey, the photos they've released, she's tattooless. They've gotten rid of her tattoos.
Good.
So, smart choice.
Good.
Smart choice.
Do we have any other trailers to watch?
Yeah, I think so. Did you have anything you'd like to say about Joker? You wanted to be on this.
Looks cool.
Looks cool?
Looks cool.
Good job.
Do you know who the Joker is?
Yes, he's from Batman.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Proud of you. Yeah. Just checking.
I'm not that lame.
I mean...
Debatable.
Yeah. Kurt beat me to it.
Oh, this movie looks so good! This looks like it's going to be a fun
ride.
The dead
don't die.
It seems like an adult Goosebumps.
Right.
Something horrifying is coming.
Excuse me, we're close. Get away from me!
Clearly a comedy.
Yeah.
What the hell was it? A wild animal? This is really awful.
I love Adam Driver.
I'm thinking zombies.
I'm thinking Sith Lords.
You know, the undead.
Ghouls.
Oh my.
Are you in this together?
Flesh eating zombies.
Don't joke, it's really, really creepy.
Selena.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, holy shit, I didn't realize that.
Did you just say
Chardonnay?
Yeah, she did.
RZA.
Welcome to my world, zombies. I've been telling you this is all going to end badly.
Well, that's unfortunate. I'm quite confident of my ability to defend myself against the undead.
I can see that.
Oh, this is going to be a fun ride.
Right?
Excuse me. Those are some pretty good cuts. You played some minor league ball, didn't you? Well, a little class A. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome. You can talk about that one. What do you think?
I like Kylo Ren.
Good job. Adam Driver, he's from Indiana.
I know, he went to Mishawaka High School.
Yeah.
He was also in the Marines.
Yeah. But what a cast. You got Adam Driver, Bill Murray, Donald or Danny Glover, not Donald Glover, Danny Glover, Steve Buscemi, Tilda Swinton, Tom Waits, and Iggy Pop. Like, come on, that's awesome.
It does look fun.
I do find it funny.
It does feel like a very Bill Murray movie, like a recent Bill Murray movie,
like Zombieland.
Well, not like Zombieland.
You know, he's back for the sequel to Zombieland.
I know that. Yeah.
So he has two like zombie movies coming out this year.
How can there be a sequel to Zombieland? At Zombieland, they finished what they wanted to do. They went to the amusement park. What are you going to do next?
I don't know.
You can't do anything.
They're doing another.
They're going to Disney World this time.
Yeah, they're doing another. They're doing another one.
I disapprove.
Yeah, I don't think you. I think it said all it needed to say with the first one.
Well, yeah, it's 10 years later. Where are they now?
Yeah.
We talked about a zombie apocalypse at work this morning, Kurt and I.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not where I'd want to be for a zombie apocalypse, but...
I don't know. I feel like it would be a good place to... Because the thing is like, well, shit's hit the fan. I guess I'll get drunk and go fight zombies.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the thing is you're so desensitized to pain at that point because you're so fucking drunk and you have a machete and...
Where'd the machete come from? We don't have machetes at work. We don't have a machete at work, dude.
Oh, that's right.
We have
no way to defend ourselves in that building.
There's a
Hold the phone. What could we use as... The beer paddle, that mash craft paddle,
yeah,
it's a weapon. It's plastic. It's hard plastic.
It's hard plastic.
There's a weapon.
It'd break after a while.
Kegs.
But kegs.
The windows would be the problem. There's too many.
But
too many
they can't
windows.
See in. We can see out, but they can't see in.
What are you talking about?
There's the film.
That film.
Oh yeah. To be fair.
What else? What other type of weapons could we have there?
But also,
stools.
Stools. Sunking would be a big place to be looted.
True.
There would be other humans coming to Sun King to get beer.
Not if we drink it all.
That's a lot of beer.
True.
Yeah. It's not the best place.
I don't feel like that's the first fucking rationale to go through your mind. It's like, oh shit, the zombie apocalypse. I gotta get beer!
Not the first thing, but like you're a couple months in and you're like, man, we need supplies. Ooh, there's a Sun King. Let's get some fucking beer.
I don't know. I think I would go to IKEA first.
IKEA would be fun.
God, I would love to do that.
You got the kitchen. You could set IKEA up as like a commune.
Oh, for sure. It'd be easy.
Easily.
Easily.
Put up like curtains and...
We got a fuck ton of food.
Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls for days.
Right. That would be... IKEA would be smart.
The only problem, though, is that... If as an employee working there, I'll tell you this...
Yeah.
The vast majority of our employees would not last more than probably 3 months because they're of a certain age that are delicate.
I mean, yeah. Okay, less people trying to go there.
True.
The problem would be...
But the thing is there's not enough young folks for me to find companionship with anyone.
Well, like the trailer... shows, and it's been a thing in multiple zombie movies before. Take George Romero's Dawn of the Dead or Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies will start, and even Shaun of the Dead, they start doing things that they did in
their life
and congregating at like the mall. Like in Dawn of the Dead, they're used to going the consumerism.
So you're saying
of those
that
movies.
We would get our zombie regulars at Sun King?
Yes.
Just
we
like
would.
What
we
was
definitely
that,
would.
What was that comedy that came out a while ago that was a Romeo and Juliet with zombies? Oh, what was that?
Yes.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, with Christopher Holtz or whatever, Beast from the newer X-Men.
That's the whole thing, is zombies were just like weird. We have filled our stomachs, and now we just are kind of gravitating back to what we did as humans.
Yeah. I mean, they could be brought back to life in that, too, couldn't
they? Could. They,
yeah.
By love, which is kind of BS, but whatever. Do we have any more trailers?
Yeah, we do.
One more? Oh, here we go. Another NFL movie? God damn it. You gotta rub me the right way.
What I like about this one is while it's a third Annabelle, it also acts as another Conjuring because the Warrens are actually in it. So it's a nice little like a side sequel
mm-hmm.
with the spinoff series.
Chair.
Why did you tell her? I let her out.
Oh.
Annabelle.
I'm sorry.
What else did you touch?
Everything.
Can I play with Annabelle?
I think you're off the wrong house. There's no Annabelle here.
Bitch. See, this just doesn't look entertaining to me. It just looks dumb.
Oh, I can't wait.
Doesn't look scary. Doesn't look like anything. We know what's gonna happen. Hardy hard, there's something under her fucking covers.
Kurt, do you not watch horror movies?
I don't, because I find them stupid.
Well, they're fun. They're fun. It's okay if a horror movie's stupid.
I will say this, though. As somebody who thinks that these movies are stupid, but I enjoy stupid movies.
Yeah, like you Rubber, enjoy really stupid movies.
I love that movie. God damn it, that movie's great.
I'll go see every one of the Conjuring movies, because they're fun. And I think the actual main films in the Conjuring like universe, like the ones with Conjuring in the title, are really good movies.
I think the reason I don't like horror movies is because of the logical progression of the movie. Is that there's just so much suspense of disbelief. Like, there's so much... like, rational people wouldn't rationally act like this kind of thing. That's why I don't like horror movies. There are certain horror movies that I do enjoy, like Insidious. That's an interesting movie. That's not really scary to me, but I think that it's an interesting look at something, because it's... these people are approaching it from a rational perspective.
They do in The Conjuring as well. Because it's through the eyes of the real... based on the lives of the real-life paranormal investigators, Ed and Lorraine Warren. So they come at it from the skeptical point of view. And, like, they do a good job of, like... they don't... the first one doesn't rely on jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all suspense-based. It's really good. I highly recommend at least checking out the main films on the
comic. I might think about it. Who knows?
Well, they're on Vudu, so you have access to all of them.
I do.
Except for The Nun. I don't have The Nun on there. But it's impressive. Like, I don't think they get enough credit. They've built a horror universe. There are multiple films in the Conjuring universe.
You see, how do I put this? I feel like these movies would be more up my alley if I've ever experienced something I would describe as supernatural or something beyond my understanding.
Yeah.
But since I haven't, it's kind of the suspense.
Didn't we have a whole episode about, like, creepy occurrences?
Those are creepy, not, like, full-on, like, spirit. Like, apparition.
Okay.
We did have an episode about that. Yeah, I do remember that.
Our Halloween episode.
I felt spooked. The thing is there's a difference between feeling spooked and feeling a good like, I've probably come into contact with spirits in my life. I don't know. I've never felt threatened or intimidated.
Okay.
That's what these things are.
Yeah.
If I were to...
But can you not watch, like, a Friday the 13th and just have fun with it?
No.
You don't find them entertaining?
I mean...
like, I don't watch those movies to be scared.
Okay. I can see those kind of movies. Like, Zombievers, great movie.
Okay, yes.
Like... they're not supposed to be taken seriously.
Movies. No.
Those movies I have fun with.
Yeah, and I feel like you can do that with...
but like the original Friday the 13th, the original Freddy, those are supposed to be scary movies.
No, I'll argue Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street because of Robert Englund being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Englund is funny in those movies.
Maybe it's just that I don't like modern horror.
Well, I mean, that's also fair. Like
body horror. I definitely don't like body horror. I never enjoyed the Saw movies. Yeah, I never
that's
enjoyed,
understandable.
Never enjoyed Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Massacre. I enjoyed, one of my favorite horror movies, though, would have to be Cabin in the Woods. That's a great
movie. Oh, I love it because it's also a satire.
Yeah, it's a satire.
We did go, and we went and saw Us last week.
How was that? I was looking forward to it.
It was really good.
Good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't too scary.
I would see, I see it more as a thriller.
More thriller?
I think so.
Kind of like how
Get Out was.
Oh, God, Get Out was an amazing movie.
I think Get Out's better. If you compare the works of Jordan Peele, I think Get Out's a better movie, but I thoroughly enjoyed Us.
Good.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. It's funny. It still has humor.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Duke is pretty funny in it. He played M'Baku in Black Panther.
Okay.
He's the dad of the family.
Okay.
Isaac was telling me he went and saw it in Anderson at an all-black theater, and he said that was the best experience he's ever had going to a movie. Because there's a scene in it, which is in the trailers, the dad goes out and, like, confronts the family that's standing in his driveway, and apparently in the screening, they were all like, oh, no one would do that! Like, they were just yelling at him to go back inside, and just like, no one would do that. Yeah, apparently it was a good time.
Hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good. It was, I did see the twist coming that's at the end. I saw it. Like, I called that pretty early.
Okay.
But besides that, and I don't even think that really matters all that much. I don't think they try to hide it. But I would have to go back and watch it again to see if it's as obvious as I thought. Speaking of Jordan Peele, his first episode of his Twilight Zone is now available to watch online for free without subscribing.
Wasn't it called The Comedian?
Yeah. With Kumail Nanjiani
mm-hmm.
from Silicon Valley and a couple other things. So, yeah.
So, another trailer, can I request you to put it up? I know you never played this game.
Oh, yeah, Borderlands.
God damn. I am so excited for Borderlands 3. Now, neither of you have ever played the Borderlands games, so I want your reaction to this. There it is, reveal trailer.
I wouldn't mind. They look fun.
They are a lot of fun. They're very comedic.
They have the HD collection.
They're very comedic. Some of the comedy is reading. Some of the comedy is vocal.
I've always loved the art style.
The art style is great. There's one particular moment in this trailer that I fucking think is hilarious. So they're showing up playable characters. Showing off the atmospheres.
Is it a battle royale-esque game? I've never
played. No. It's a loot game.
Okay. Is there a story mode?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole game is a story.
Okay. You have to play with people, though?
No, you play it with your friends, up to 4 friends.
But can you play it by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
The first one wasn't really known for its storyline. It was really known for its gameplay as being good. Second one had a great storyline, great gameplay. That's why we're so excited for the third.
Because there's technically just the 3 games and then a Telltale game?
No, there's technically 4 games. There's Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2, Borderlands the pre-sequel, which is supposed to take place before the sequel.
Okay.
And then there's the Telltale game. So this game is known really much for a lot of loot and randomly created guns that are made randomly. So you'll see that in the trailer. So that for the invested people, like, this was a fucking amazing trailer. We don't really care about bad guys.
It looks so pretty, though. I love the art style. I wish we had seen more cel shaded games.
That's one of the playable characters in the first game.
I heard Handsome Jack's not in this.
No, he died.
Oh, did he?
He died at the end of 2. So yeah, you and your friends get to play previous characters from all the games. You get to interact with, which is great. Those are these people.
Gotcha.
That guy right there is my favorite character.
The robot?
Yep. So these are all the characters you play at. You can choose to play for. This. Over a billion guns.
Oh,
that's
geez.
randomly created. That right there.
Oh my god. I got you, boo.
Guns with legs. Hell yes. I didn't even know I wanted it until it was made. But now that it's made, I want it. So it's a loot-based game, which the thing is all these guns are just randomly created as they spawn.
Okay.
So pretty much when you open a chest, you're going to get a random gun that you'll probably never see again.
Huh.
That guy right there, Claptrap, he is pretty much the Borderlands, whatchamacallit, the mascot.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like how Master Chief is the mascot of Halo.
Yeah. Oh, there's that robot has a Funko Pop, so I know what to get you if I ever get you as like a Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you have, I mean, all the HD things, if you have the time, it's definitely a game worth putting in. The first game is okay. The second game is outstanding.
I don't even know if I can get the first game. Because I think, like, the HD collection is the Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel.
You know, I probably have a physical copy you could borrow.
On what?
Xbox 360?
Yeah, I don't have an Xbox.
I have an Xbox 360 that you could borrow as well. We'll see. I love the game. Oh, fuck, I love the games.
Right.
Except I never play the Telltale games because I don't like turn-based things.
They're not turn-based.
No.
They're choose your own adventure.
I don't like those.
Gotcha. I think there's something else that I saw.
And now that you've watched that, you're going to get a bunch of Borderlands.
I know. Look at that.
There's a lot of Borderlands stuff.
Right? They've been putting out a lot of clips of Detective Pikachu, which I'm trying not to watch. Yeah, see, like...
Why, because it's already released?
No, because I don't want to watch anymore before I see the movie.
Oh, okay.
But, like, there, on YouTube, first episode of Twilight Zone.
Huh. I guess I know what I'm doing later,
yeah,
after
right?
I'm done shopping.
Yeah, there it is. Final trailer.
Godzilla 2. Ooh, I'm excited for this trailer.
Cena. Oh, beep, beep, we also have to watch the trailer for Dora the Explorer.
No.
Yes, we do. I agree.
King Ghidorah.
God, he looks good. Who's that?
11. Millie Bobby Brown.
Rodan. Mothra. This looks fun.
Right?
Hopefully it's not as bad as the last movie. The last movie was horrible.
Oh, what's this? It's just going into another trailer.
The last movie was so boring. It was 20 minutes of Godzilla and
yeah.
2 hours of characters that are expendable.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest ripoff of the last one was them killing...
Bryan Cranston.
20 minutes, 30 minutes into that movie.
And he was the main thing that was advertised about the movie.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole reason people wanted to go see it. Because
yeah.
Bryan Cranston had name power at the time. He still does have name power.
Yeah, oh yeah. And, I mean, I like Aaron Taylor Johnson, the guy that... his kid in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was Quicksilver in Age of Ultron. Like, I like him. He's also kick-ass.
Huh! I did not put two and two together.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was weird. Because at the time, Age of Ultron had just come out. And he's also in Godzilla with Elizabeth Olsen and their husband and wife in it, when in Age of Ultron, they're brother and sister.
True.
I was just like, oh, well, there you go. But yeah, this one, I don't know if you saw it, but did you see Kong Skull Island?
I did, yeah.
I mean, that's in the same universe.
Yeah,
the, the next one comes out next year, and it's Godzilla versus Kong.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, Dora the Explorer trailer. Yes. I'm excited for this. I haven't seen it. Is this the official trailer?
Is the new 2020 Jeep Gladiator.
That was a paid advertisement.
That was a paid advertisement. Oh, come on. Oh, where'd it go?
But in the meantime, while we wait for that, how's your March Madness bracket doing, David?
I'm in third.
Really? You're doing pretty well.
I think it's all pretty much set, too. I don't think that's going to change at all.
I am in last place because I didn't put one in, because I don't care.
I'm failing.
Oh, my God.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Hell yeah.
But has Michael Pena. And you don't look before you leave. Swipe or no swiping?
I'm okay,
Boots. You know who's doing? Danny Trejo is the voice of Boots.
Huh.
And your mother and I are going to prove it.
And me?
I'm sorry, sweetie, you're not going.
What?
Being in the city around kids your own age, like Diego, might help.
So you're going to get invited to some of these parties called Ravens. The music sounds like this. Go get it!
It's true.
Be careful. That's what we want to say.
Cousin Diego, you're so skinny and tall.
You are way more energetic than I remember.
She, now, she's had to watch Dora the Explorer because of her children, I'm assuming.
Just be yourself.
So you're going to have to go take... You're gonna go out to go see this. No?
No.
No?
I actually kind of want to see this.
Oh. Where did you transfer from?
The jungle.
Here's the scavenger hunt list. Team up in groups of four.
Hola, Dora.
Let me go!
You help us find your parents and the lost city of gold.
Look at him.
All I see is jungle.
Do you see?
Three more stairs. Armed.
Oh, look. Dora brought a knife on the field trip, everybody.
Come with me if you want to live.
I am smiling so much right now.
I work with your parents. You're all in danger.
We're gonna die out here.
There's no need to overreact.
Ah! Ah! Get it up!
Get it up! Of course, she knows this monkey.
This looks delightful. I actually want to see this. Not to troll like how I want to see Sonic the Hedgehog. I want to see this. This actually looks like an entertaining movie.
That's why I put it on.
That is so stupid.
This looks really entertaining. I'm going to have a great time with this movie.
No. I see it failing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the movie is going to be horrible, but I'm going to have a fun time with it.
This is terrible. It's a stupid idea. So stupid.
Sounds like you're a little salty.
Yeah, have you had bad time with Dora the Explorer?
Have you had nightmares of Dora the Explorer?
Swiper, no swiping?
I've had over 10 years of Dora the Explorer. I'm over it.
So, even your 14-year-old daughter will want to go see this movie.
No, nobody will want to see that movie.
I want to see that movie.
If they want to go, let them go with Uncle Kurt.
I could offer them $100 each and they wouldn't take it. They'd say, nope.
Although, to be fair, I don't think I could go see that, like, unless it was a matinee, because if the creepy dude with the bald head, big beard sitting in an Dora the Explorer movie, people are going to start thinking things.
Yes. I mean, I kind of felt like that when I went and saw Teen Titans Go to the movie. I'm like, oh boy. I'm the only adult in here without a kid.
Oh, that's when you just go in the back and you're like, I like Teen Titans!
Oh, no. Oh no, Kurt. Now that's definitely going to end the podcast. No one's going to subscribe. Oh shit.
Because you really had them when you were talking about your pooping habits.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. No. That was the hook. That's what got people to listen.
Yeah, right? They're like, oh man, they're talking about their shits now? Sweet.
I can relate to those people.
I know what they're talking about. I read while pooping.
Everybody poops.
Yeah, everybody poops. Name of the...
Now there's the next movie to be made.
Yeah, everybody poops.
The next book to movie.
So last week was the premiere of the spinoff series of What We Do in the Shadows. Have you ever seen the movie, Kurt?
No.
I just added it to Vudu because Marissa hadn't seen it yet.
When did it come out?
The movie came out in 2015, but FX just started the TV series. Here's the trailer for the TV series. I think you'll love it.
Oh, I've seen the trailer. Like, it's on my Facebook feed. Gotcha. All the time. So it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's a mockumentary.
He awakens. Very cool, Master. Very scary.
Thank you. Nadia, Laszlo!
Yeah.
Yes?
Can you come downstairs for a second, please?
The problems with living with other vampires are the vampires I have chosen to stay with.
I wanted to talk about general hygiene in the cell. Last night, there were all these people down there, half drunk.
Where did they find the alcohol?
No, they were half drunk. They'd been half drunk.
If you've got something to say, then damn well say it.
It's not hygienic!
Nando is like a
turkey. Cannot play with that.
I'm so sorry.
So you can't be throwing ancient coins at me.
Guillermo,
the credit card
stop this man.
Guillermo is my familia. I'm not a killer. I find people who are easy to kill.
Are you virgins? I hope see how that's relevant.
I'm killing it, baby.
That's werewolf piss.
Two werewolves.
This will be fun.
Hi, Deb. And I am a energy vampire. We either bore you with a long conversation.
Hey, Don.
Or we
raid you. Something terrible is coming.
Master, this is pretty macabre.
That'll be a fun show. Movie to watch.
Highly recommend it. The movie is fantastic.
Same actors?
No. Different cast. Movie cast is Taika Waititi, Jermaine Clemens, and I forget the other guy.
I'll watch that today. I literally have nothing going on after this except going to IKEA to shop. I'll probably do that.
Why wouldn't you do that on a day you work?
Good. I don't know.
Oh, that's time.
Really? We hit time?
Holy shit. Yeah.
Well, I'm Kurt Steiner.
David West.
Effie.
There you go. All right. Look for the link to our Patreon in the description. All right. Later.
Bye.